This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Have we got cold?
Yes.
Okay. I don't like it when these tech companies do these things. They create these monopolistic, entities, and then they invite us in, and then we come in, and then they say, but not for you. And that's happening again. Joining me for the first time, you've heard from people, you've heard from Kit at Spikes Tactical. Joining me for the first time from Spikes Tactical is Cole. Cole, is your, pronounce your last name for me. I've never asked you that. How do you pronounce that? Is it Lelou?
It is, yes, sir. Yep.
You know, are you Cajun, Cole?
I am Cajun.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
I was stationed out there at Fort Polk, Louisiana, right after I got back from Europe.
Awesome.
There are lots of alligator tail for sale in Leesville, Louisiana.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, Cole is the general manager at Spikes Tactical, which is a very impressive position to have when you build the best AR-15 on the planet. But nowadays it's a different kind of thing. What's going on with what's about to happen to Spikes Tactical?
Well, really, the answer to that is we don't know yet. Last night I got an email about 9 o'clock Eastern time from Shopify, which is basically a website host that just hosts our website for us, stating that they've changed their policies. And when I went to it, it looks like a California gun ban, and it just eliminates pretty much all semi-automatic weapons. So this morning we spent our day trying to get a hold of someone there, and they were not allowed to comment on it and referred us to legal, which legal just refused to return any calls or give us any information as to what the ramifications were going to be for us and how much timeline we had, all the particulars.
So you might wake up one day, tomorrow, day after, website's gone, and for which will sort of put quite the kibosh to the Spikes Tactical business, won't it?
Yeah, I mean, we have a distribution network, and we've got a good relationship with a lot of dealers, but online presence is obviously very important in this day and age, and without an answer from them, I could assume that, we could wake up tomorrow and it's down, or they might say, hey, you have 3 months. I would have liked it if they at least gave us an answer, even though I still think they're doing the wrong thing all around. At least responding to someone who's been a customer would have been a nice start.
Well, how long have you been with Shopify?
Probably about a year and a half.
Year and a half. Now, is Shopify also, do they do any sort of financial services for you?
They don't. And that's one of the things some people, you look on their profile and it says they're a socialist or whatever, but some people like to comment on our social media saying, oh, it's a free market thing and et cetera, et cetera. Well, the company that Shopify uses for credit card processing, I believe they're called Stripe. And when we signed up with Shopify, they let us know that that company will not do business with us because we're a gun company.
Right.
And we didn't really have much to say about it. We said, okay, cool. Cause we were told up front. So we did business with them anyway. We actually have to pay a penalty because, if you don't use their credit card processor, you have to pay them a fee and they won't let you use their credit card processor. So,
right.
We were like, okay, it's fine. They actually have a pretty good, shopping cart, and the way their website works actually works really great for us, so we still went with it. But them changing their rules that dramatically midstream is kind of goes against what everyone I talk to would think is the right thing.
To the degree that they're a It's free market, and they can do whatever they want and everything else. That's, I fully understand where some people would say this, but this is, it's also discriminatory, right? And, you know, this is a thing where that whole cake thing, where a guy didn't want to bake a cake for somebody, and so, you know, a bunch of courts said, well, you got to bake a cake for him anyway.
Yeah, and they pretty much ruined him financially, dragging him through the process. And his defense for not wanting to bake the cake was religious freedom.
Right.
So my question would be, what's their grounds for discriminating against us? I mean, it's not religious freedom. So it's clearly politics is what it comes down to.
Right.
And then to go with the cake analogy, it's like as if that couple had gone to the baker, and the baker said, well, let's get your batter just right. And they let them bake a bunch of sample cakes, and they let them invest about $50,000 in getting this batter just perfect. And then once they had the batter right, they said, you know what? We're not going to bake your cake, and we're not going to give you the recipe.
Well, you know, the feds tried this. They tried to do a sanction set up under the Obama administration. They called it Operation Choke Point, where they tried to deny financial services to gun companies. They did quite the subterfuge to do it because they lumped gun companies, ammunition companies with payday loans and online investment firms, precious metal firms, porn, you know, all that kind of stuff. So the subterfuge was sort of interesting, but we see this happening right now in New York with they're going after the entire NRA right now. And I can't help but think that this is illegal on some front to get out there and have this kind of coercion going on where you're, you know, are we doing this against the company that sells, you know, the Dub wheels? Are we doing this against these companies that sell, you know, plastic straws, which have been banned in San Francisco? What are we, who else are we denying these services to and going to kick out as an industry besides the gun company, the gun industry?
Yeah. And I read today that Shopify actually has stores that sell marijuana. So if it's on moral grounds, I don't know where they draw their line. I can tell you, I'm obviously not an attorney, but this doesn't feel right. And, you know, they have some fine print that says, oh, they can change their policies whenever they want. But just because they can change it doesn't mean there's not legal ramifications for doing so. So I still think, you know, one attorney I spoke to today told me, you know, when they agree to do business with you, you're in a contract with them. And if they want to break that, then it doesn't mean they're not going to be penalties for doing so. So we'll continue to seek legal counsel. And the main reason we want to fight this, it'd actually be easier for us to just, you know, ask them to give us some kind of extension and not shut down our website so we can get everything moved over and pay the money and open a new website. But it's like, when is enough enough? Because they're constantly attacking, and it seems like conservative people with conservative values are constantly kind of giving ground. And at some point, we got to say, okay, this fight has to be done, and we're going to have to let it go through the court system and decide if they're allowed to do this kind of stuff or not, because they're doing it on several fronts.
Yes, they are. And, I mean, it can't be allowed because right now you got enough states, and when you got the media behind you, which these guys think they do, when you've got the media behind you, then that means that you can get away with a lot of things. And it is politically, you score some political points if you do something against a gun company. And I don't understand why they'd be coming after you, because Spikes Tactical is not known for just rolling over.
Right. Well, it's not. So, I don't think this was just targeted at us. I actually spoke to even a local dealer that uses Shopify today. He called me and said, hey, I'm scrambling trying to figure out what to do for my website. And for someone like that, it could put them out of business.
Right.
Like they're literally making a change that could take food off of people's table and hurt families. And you know, for the liberal movement to be so concerned about families, you know, at the border, they sure don't mind hurting families if it's conservative families. And it's just a real hypocrisy that gets tiring to actually see them doing it.
We need to, I need to get with you about that, because we might be able to do something for them. I might be able to do something for them, something small. It's not going to replace their website by any stretch of the imagination, but it'd be something. But we're going into the first break. Spikes Tactical is where you find at whatever the price point is, this is the best AR-15 you're going to find. These are designed for someone who doesn't have an armorer waiting on them to come back. You're not going to need an armorer with a Spikes Tactical rifle. My guest is Cole Liu, General Manager at Spikes. Will be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Cole Lou, general manager at Spikes Tactical. New censorship coming his way, coming everybody's way. And not just, Lincoln Osiris will be talking about what's happening with pipe hitters, or with Lincoln anyway. So that's hitting him as well. Now, for you to go out there and do another website, didn't you have to pay for the one that you have with Shopify?
Yeah, and you don't pay Shopify necessarily for the website. You pay them for the service of hosting it. You pay them for apps. You pay them for a monthly service.
Okay.
But all the money invested is in designing the actual layout.
Right.
It's invested in integration into the back end of your – so to process payments, to fulfill orders, we actually have a separate system which had to be integrated. So there's a lot of time and money spent, and then getting in all of the specs. I mean, we have a huge array of products. We probably have 1,300 SKUs on our website.
Right.
So it's an enormous undertaking, and it probably took us in the realm of like 4 to 6 months to do it. So, I'm hoping that when we talk to them, they actually have some kind of reasonable timeline that they're going to give. And even then, doesn't mean it's over for us, but, you know, we probably would just go ahead and move on and build a new site and then, you know, see if there's any legal ramifications to take with them afterwards and see how it plays out.
When this rears up like this, do you look out into the community, and is there anybody in the community that's going to do this kind of thing? I know the McMillan brothers, when they got slapped around as far as their financial services, they toyed around with the idea of doing their own financial services and making a financial service out there for, you know, handling credit card purchases and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
They tried it. I don't think it succeeded, and probably because within the gun industry, there's not a lot of dissemination of information. I don't know if you've ever noticed that, but a lot of people didn't even know some of that stuff. Yeah. A lot of people didn't even know some of these things were out there. There was something like Pistol Pay that was out there, which was sort of a gun-oriented PayPal, if you will.
Well, let's be honest. I mean, the gun industry is a very large market cap, but it's not big in as a piece of the pie for the whole country. So these other companies that can sell to anybody or do anything, the gun industry is going to be very hard to be competitive with them.
Right.
If you look at any major example, Google, no one's going to be able to compete with Google. They pretty much own the internet. You can't compete with them. YouTube is run by Google, and all the search engines feed you YouTube stuff. So if you try and set up another one, which there are some other ones out there, they're not as successful because they don't have the information stream, the connections that Google brings to the table. So there's other things out there. It's not going to be competitive. And in today's, you know, back in the day when, you know, whatever form of communication there was, today's form of communication is social media,
right?
E-commerce, like that's what we use today. So, you know, the only real answer is if at some point they say, hey, these companies have entirely too much power. They could literally shut down a large amount of companies if they shut down, band together and get rid of social media and get rid of websites for any conservative movement. And, you know, then they at that point, they just have too much power. So I think at some point they need to be looked at as a public utility. Like, okay,
right.
You can still make your money, but you got to have it open to everybody.
Well, yeah, and this is part of the bigger issue, isn't it? There's Twitter, I mean, there's YouTube. Spikes Tactical has lost their YouTube channel before, right? And
yeah.
You fought them back with a public relations campaign that caught their attention, and they relented.
Yeah, when local news called, their answer, their scripted answer was, I'm sorry, this is our policy, and they violated it, so they're out. When they started getting calls from places like Breitbart News and The Blaze, that's when they started paying attention. I think someone passed it up to the chain of command, at which point someone said, oh, I'm sorry, that was actually done by mistake, and we're going to reverse it right now.
Yep.
Which they've continued to do it. They've taken down Brownells, I believe. They've taken down several other YouTube channels, and that's part of the issue in our, you know, community is people only seem to be upset when it only affects them. And if you're not concerned when this kind of stuff's going on, before you know it, you'll look around and you won't have very much options left.
Well, the thing I like with YouTube, right? I started looking around. I'm trying to find a place to go besides YouTube, because that way, if I do a review for a Spikes Tactical product, and you want it, I just want to have an embed code that you guys can get without having to build out your own video player. I don't want to build out a video player. That's a very expensive thing to just maintain. And that's why I look at YouTube. I don't look at it as a money-making proposition. I don't care if I make any money on it. It's just a tool for what I do. And So I want something like that. And if it comes down to it, I guess I'll just go to Vimeo and just pay. I don't know. I don't know what their
we have a Vimeo account that we pay for. That goes back to, you know, when everyone uses Google for a search engine, they're not promoting Vimeo videos. So unless someone knows to go look, or if you're using it only for embedding, or if they know to look for you in particular, they kind of control the highway of information. So if they don't want people to see your stuff, they're going to divert your stuff, and you know, people won't see it. And that goes to part of the reason why YouTube, I think, my understanding of why they backed off is because we started making the argument that, which is an argument that I saw Senator Cruz make when they had people testifying in front of the Senate, which was, are you a open public forum or not? And if you are an open public forum, the reason they all want to be that is because it gives them, they're immune from being prosecuted and being held civilly liable for the information on their platforms. So it's like, well, if you censor one thing, then you no longer have that immunity. If you don't censor, then you're good to go. So if people are learning how to make crack or build a bomb or do whatever they're doing, then you're not liable for that if you're not censoring people. If you're censoring people, now you gotta be in trouble if someone learned how to do something bad on your platform. And I think that's why they kind of backed off a little bit, but they've continued to do it to other people who don't speak up about it.
Well, they demonetized me. And the reason they didn't, they reviewed my channel. I got dumped along with a whole bunch of other people by a multi-channel network. I'm pretty sure I know why. And when we got dumped, they demonetized everything, and they reviewed my stuff. And the only reason I got remonetized is not because I'm good. It's because that I don't do breakdown videos, which a manufacturer is going to do videos like how to build this and how to build that. That's part of the problem. They don't want anybody seeing how to do that. Like somehow or other, if they, you know, don't let you do it, that nobody, it's not going to get out.
Right.
And it's,
I mean,
just
people
them trying
to make in their own weapons for thousands of years. I don't think that them preventing
pre-YouTube. That's pre-YouTube.
Right. Yeah. Right. Pre-YouTube. And for us, if we teach someone to do something, we're teaching them the proper way to someone doing it and maybe having something wrong and maybe having something go wrong with their firearm, which could cause a safety issue for whoever the person is using it. So, I mean, I think it's more responsible to teach people the proper way. We don't ever, you know, try to show someone how to do something illegal. We're not trying to show someone to do anything that's, you know, not the right way to do things. So for them to censor us, it gets into the ridiculous area.
It does. We'll be right back. Coley Liu is my guest. He is the general manager of Spikes Tactical, the best AR-15 in the world. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News.
President Trump's campaign organization today filed arbitration against friend-turned-enemy Omarosa Manigault, claiming that she broke a 2016 non-disclosure agreement by disparaging the president in her new book. John Yoo is a former Department of Justice official. He believes there's one thing that Omarosa should be really concerned about.
She's in big trouble, really the biggest trouble she could possibly be in, is for bringing a recording device into the White House Situation Room, which is supposed to be the most protected area in the United States. If you were the Chinese Secret Service, this is a dream come true, and it's a criminal penalty to bring a device like that and record someone inside what's supposed to be a secured room to protect classified information.
And the attorneys for Paul Manafort rested their case today without presenting any evidence or witnesses. Manafort is on trial for tax and bank fraud. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Cole Lou. He is the general manager at Spikes Tactical, and this is twice in a year that you guys have been hit. Are there any other things that I don't know about besides YouTube and now Shopify?
As far as social media, that's pretty much where it's at. I don't think it's something we can prove, but I always get the strong vibe that we are a shadow band, which is just, you know, it's been talked about. There's been documentation that it's real. And, based on, you know, how many people we have follow us on, you know, social media like Instagram, it makes me wonder if, a high percentage of those people are seeing it. And my little bit of knowledge about how the algorithms work, I believe that you're not really getting full viewership unless you boost your post, which they won't let us do because we're a gun company.
So. Right. Well, I follow you on Instagram, and every time you guys post something, I see it because I'm constantly thinking, well, that Spikes gun doesn't look nearly as good as my Spikes gun. But, you know, that's beside the point. But I don't know. I don't know. Now, one thing I will say, it is obvious to me because I've watched some of the video from the Spikes Tactical YouTube channel. And the production value that you guys have in those, I'm surprised you're not having, you know, 60,000-70,000 views. What are you getting per video right now?
It's not much. I mean, our YouTube channel, we started maybe a year ago. We never really focused on YouTube. And right. Obviously, in hindsight, that was a mistake. So we're working on that, and we're trying to take the customer's feedback. If they ask for a parts kit installation video, if they want to know how to install a rail, we try to listen to that and give them a video and give them the information they need, and then throw in a little bit of entertainment in there as well. So we put our videos of, you know, blowing stuff up or doing whatever fun events we're out at, and kind of giving them a sneak peek into what they could do if they come out to one of the events and hang out with us.
One thing I've been thinking, you know, I've been approached about my social media. My social media is not that good, and it's primarily because I'm a radio thing. You know, I'm not out here selling a product besides my sponsor's products. And you guys have really good social media for that. So, but I do have certain products that I have tried to push. And one thing I tried to push here recently is underwear. I've got an underwear company. It's run by a military veteran. It's some stuff I really would have loved to have had when I was in the military. I just took a tactical response class, and I was glad I was wearing it up there in June in Camden, mm-hmm. Tennessee. So I'm trying to boost it, and you know, it's underwear, and I'm a radio show, and I try to boost it, and they tell me that I'm promoting the sale of guns and ammunition.
Weird. Yeah. It's already so, like, people, there have been a select few people who say, oh, you guys are being whiny about this. And it's like, man, we can't do Google ads. We can't promote our company at all on Google, which is, again, that's the main way people get their information these days.
Right.
We already get shadow banned, but we already, like I said, agreed to them hitting us with an extra percent because we couldn't use their credit card processor. Like, I think as a cult, the conservative people are generally, you know, try to just go with the flow and just do the right thing and move on. And I think it's almost to a fault. Like, we need to at some point say, okay, enough's enough. Let's have the battle and see where it goes. Cause we give on pretty much everything. We're just like, we're going to rise above it and move and do the right thing. So we're still going to do that. We're going to, you know, when they finally answer us and tell us how long we have, we're going to make a new show on our website. We'll deal with that. But still good price, love it, do the right thing, but that's it. No, what's going on?
We seem to be losing you, Cole.
Are you?
Okay.
I'm back.
Are you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay. We were about to try to reconnect with you, but that's okay. You're back. I agree with you. I think every time we move on and do the easy thing, that just appease. There's no appeasing them. There's going to be no appeasing them. So the only thing I'm waiting for, and I've talked to a couple of tech guys that are in the also in the gun field and everything, and they seem to think that in the dark web there's a bunch of rebels without a cause out there starting to write the code to figure out what the next YouTube's going to be, what's the next Facebook going to look like, and the hard part of this is going to be, and we've seen this like a video. I've seen alternate video things pop up for gun channels. And yet those gun channels that want to have their video on Young Guns TV or on Full30.com or whatever, they never fully just go over there. They keep trying to put it on YouTube too. So they're never going to get their traffic going in that they won't fully commit to the other entity.
Yeah, I think that's because they know that search engines are all run by Google. Again, they have a monopoly. I mean, there's no denying that they have a total monopoly on the search engine world. And really, they need to stop discriminating against, you know, really the only class of item that's really protected under the Constitution.
Yeah.
The firearms.
It's going to take them to put Congress on it. I don't like putting Congress on this, but at the same time, these guys have built up this monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not going to go in there and break these companies up, which I wouldn't have a problem with that either. You know, was there ever a company like, I mean, Apple, everything I use is Apple. I don't have any problems with Apple for the most part, but they're a $1 trillion company now. How much was AT&T worth when we broke them up? So I think we're going to have to look at some things and understand that, you know, this free market thing doesn't apply to a bunch of guys that are being discriminatory.
Right. And if the power companies, you know, said, hey, we're not going to give power to this area because this seems to be more of a liberal area. I'm pretty sure, you know, obviously that's protected. It's a public utility.
That's right.
But if it wasn't and that was what was going on, people would be raising hell. And that's, I mean, in order to be successful in business, that is essentially the equivalent of power. Like, we need the internet to work. We need to be able to do the same things every other company has the opportunity to do, which is pay for ads on Google, get the word out, show people what our products are about. And unfortunately, those opportunities aren't always afforded to us. And we've kind of just kept our head down and stayed quiet. Not we as in Spikes, but we as in the gun industry.
Yeah.
And I think we really got to kind of stick together and get beyond that and start letting them know that this isn't okay.
It is definitely, we definitely need a different day, but I mean, they're going to have to sit them down and say, okay, you're not a public forum because you're not allowing this to happen, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the same thing that just happened in Hawaii with the young case, because in Hawaii they have a May issue thing about concealed carry permits, right? Except they're not issuing any. So they can't get out there and claim this is constitutional, because there is a right to keep and bear arms. It has been affirmed by Heller. It's settled law. So now they've run afoul of that, and we're about to see open carry become constitutional throughout the United States. And right. they're the ones that painted themselves into this box, and it's the same thing that's going to happen with social media.
I would hope so. And also I'd like to point out that the hypocrisy, you know, the people on the left were really, really upset about this, you know, the gay couple with the cake, or about really anything that they feel strongly about.
Right.
And, you know, when it's being done on the other side, they really don't seem to care at all. They actually kind of, you know, I'm sure there'll be some mainstream media that will actually celebrate Shopify for doing this.
Sure.
So the CEO of Shopify, who's the company we're talking about.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're coming up on the last break. I want you to hold there, CEO of Shopify, because I want you to put this out there. This is something that everybody out there right now, you got one congressman and two senators in your state, and you need to start calling them right now, and you need to start telling them, you guys need to take a look at tech, because tech is trying to drive the gun industry out of business. They won't go out there and just, you know, call for the repeal of the Second Amendment, which they're trying to do it a back alleyway. They're trying to get it to where we can't go look at Spike's Tactical. We can't, or if we can look at them, we can't do business with them because they can't have financial services. We got to do something about this. You got one representative and two senators. You need to start calling them. Three people a week. We'll be right back. My guest is Cole Lu of Spike's Tactical. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Free money back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Cole Lelou. He is the general manager of... Well, they're trying to besiege them, but they're not gonna go for that. But the general manager at Spikes Tactical, maker of the best AR-15 on the planet. You were talking about the CEO of Shopify when I had to slow you down, so please pick that up, please, sir.
Yeah, so we were talking about hypocrisy of the left in general, but in this particular situation, apparently back in February and March time this year, there were calls from the left to boycott Shopify because they serviced Breitbart News. And the CEO actually came out and said that we don't like Breitbart, but products are speech, and we are pro-free speech. So, you know, he was definitely on the right side there and saying that, you know, we shouldn't be in the middle of this. It's let them put their word out, and then if people want it, then people can buy it. And now it seems that he's changed his tune because obviously guns are a very polarizing issue, and you know, they clearly lean one direction on it.
Is you want to get Breitbart involved in this too?
They've picked up some news stories from us in the past. You know, I'd be happy to talk to them as well if they do get involved. You know, and even now, like, I think calling for boycotts of people is kind of petty. I think people will see what's going on and make their own decisions. So even today, I'm not really calling for any kind of boycott against Shopify. What I'd really like to have happen is for the CEO, who clearly had some good common sense to him, to look at the situation again and realize that it's wrong and just reverse his decision and move on with life. You know, if they don't do that, then there's going to be further issues to deal with, and it's unfortunate that that's the way that things go, but we're here now.
Well, you know, it isn't so much about boycotting. I mean, I look at what some of these companies, especially the anti-gunners, the David Hogs of the world, they get out there and they call for a boycott, and then these companies react.
Right.
And, you know, most of the time when they're reacting, it's in completely against in their best interest to begin with, because their reaction to, you know, this left-leaning element, that's not the majority.
Right.
That's not the majority at all. So, anyway.
It's the loud crowd, what they are.
Yeah, it's
the
squeaky
wheel. They don't have anything else to do with their time, so they go and protest.
Right, so they become the squeaky wheel, and then everybody reacts to them, and everybody thinks that the perception becomes that they have power.
Mm-hmm.
Except they don't. They don't really move the chains or anything. There's a few reactionary companies that are going to go that way, but I suspect they go back to the way they were as soon as nobody's looking at them anymore.
Yeah, the reactionary thing kind of goes to like when we did our Antifa ad. When we put that ad out, we didn't really think it was very controversial. It was just kind of like common sense. Hey, this is a domestic terrorist group, and here's some guys who took an oath, and it's a public service announcement to say, you can't just keep doing this. Someone's going to stand up against you.
And oh, my.
When they start turning into we're Nazis, we're not, and they expected the reaction of us backing down, and we're going, no. No, as a matter of fact, we'll double down. Now that you're making it a big issue, okay, fine, let's do it. And, you know, that wasn't initially our intention. We knew it would be like, ooh, okay, that's you know, on the line, but I didn't think it was, like, a big ordeal, and they definitely made it into that. So they expect to use intimidation to back people down and you know, they remember there's people out there that still have a backbone.
Well, you know, it is common sense. The Stop Not Today Antifa ad was nothing but common sense. So self-defense is an instinctive thing. It's an instinctive reaction to everything. They're not used to it, of course, because where they, you know.
Well, they're not used to it because they don't report the good numbers. When you look at actual guns and what the effect is on the communities or on the population, all the stats say that guns are great. And they ignore all those stats, and they point at the 300 people that are killed in a year for, you know, with a long rifle versus the however many thousands that are killed with guns, period, versus how many are killed by car accidents or how many are, you know, anything else that's out there. They only focus on the numbers that do them a favor.
Well, yeah, I focus on those numbers because they're actually pretty good, because if you get away from gang violence and everything and you're actually dealing with real stranger-on-stranger murder,
mm-hmm.
There's more defensive gun uses that happen per day than there are stranger-on-stranger murders per year in the United
Correct.
States.
If you take out suicide and gang violence,
yes.
The numbers are amazing. I mean,
yes.
guns solve problems, for sure. And it keeps society polite. If you know everyone around you has a gun, you're going to be less likely to be a knucklehead or go rob someone or do something because you know there could be, you know, an action or a reaction to your action. There's going
right.
to be some kind of answer to be had for what you just did, and people don't want that. They want to go after a soft target, a place that's not going to have any kind of resistance, and you know, that's not how it is in the United States still. So,
do you think we should look out there and start finding companies and then talking to companies and bringing companies into the fold right now that supply things like financial services? Find the friendly companies that are out there. You know, speak to them and say, okay, look, if David Hogg shows up at your headquarters, are you guys going to throw us out? Because we're just wanting to do some business here. And go out there and identify who they are and then start putting that out in the gun community. Go here, go there. Find the web hosts, find the people that are just going to, that will, you know, pledge or, you know, sign something saying they're going to just, you know, be constitutional here in these United States. Should we be doing that now and publicizing that?
I think that'd be a great thing to do, to get a list all condensed into one location so it'd be easy to find versus searching the internet for one item and going on hearsay. If we can get a solid list and get a group of people who are going to do the right thing, I think that'd be a great thing to do. It's you know, the information, like now when we're searching for a different platform, you know, my biggest concern is we go out and spend the next 4 to 6 months building a new site, and then the new place that we deal with says, hey, you know, we changed our mind. We're not going to do this. And a lot of these companies, you know, either they have a turnover of management or they just will lie to your face and tell you that they're good with something and then change their mind.
I think I'm going to ask the question tomorrow. What does it take to be a host of a website?
Yeah, you know,
I see a bunch of vacuums out here that somebody needs to fill.
Right. And I think that goes back to your thing earlier about, you know, YouTube versus the other ideas out there. Because their platforms are so advanced, creating a new platform just for the gun community or, you know, a very small community is not going to be a viable option for the person that's going to run that business.
Nope.
So people will still go to the easy one, the nice one that has all the features, and they will not try to venture out and support the cause, even if they're pro 2A people, most people are going to do what makes the most sense for them economically.
I reached out to a, I'm trying to set up a video production company. I reached out to a videographer the other day, and he said something that's really profound in one of his videos, and I invited him to come on the show and say it. And he and I get along really well, but he only exists in the world that is strictly videography, photography, and he was afraid to come on my show to talk. And I pointed out to him, you know, nobody that you know is going to be listening to me.
Well, I know a photographer that made the mistake of posting pictures of guns on his photography site and lost big customers because of it. It's very unfortunate how far, you know, the divide is now in the country.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, if I do a videography company, it's going to have to be nothing but guns, because if I do a gun thing, then from then on, you know, forget about all of those artsy films I want to shoot, and you know the ones about the lions that love their trainers and stuff like that. I won't be able to do any of that. It'll just be guns. So anyway.
Yep.
And the time we have remaining, go to Spikes Tactical while you can. If your site goes down, I'm going to start putting out the phone number for Spikes for those of you that might want to contact them until they get back up. When the site goes back up, everybody needs. But right now, tomorrow morning, find out who your congressman is and find out who your two senators are and call them and tell them that these tech companies do not get to pick winners and losers. They're either going to be a public forum or they're going to be a utility, and they can't claim to be one thing and not execute that way, because we got to stop this. Cole, we'll do this again very soon, young fella.
I look forward to it.
All right. Cole Lilu, Spikes Tactical. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it is always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.